just another kind of freeform rock and roll. Make you groove a solo, maybe want to tap a toe.
Soar Eagles.
Wait, okay.
Oh, my bad. At the same time, guys.
Okay, then we're going to clap.
Oh, okay. 3, 2, 1.
Soar
Eagles.
Soar Eagles.
What's up, Polk State? We're taking over the Polkcast with SGA. I'm your co-host, Sabrina.
And I am Alex.
Today, our guest is Mario Aguirre. He is the Student Engagement Specialist for the Winter Haven campus. Now, to educate on what the role is, the name speaks for itself. He is the face of the student body and encourages the student body in the best way possible. Mario, it's good to have you.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Now, for anybody who had got the opportunity to listen to our last podcast with our interview with Janasia, make sure you guys get the opportunity to listen to that. And then you guys can come back here and listen to our interview with Mario. But don't forget, we're going to have other episodes that are coming up with our fellow SGA members. So make sure you guys tune in. So, Mario, one thing I want to ask you is, what motivated you to be SES here?
I think the biggest factor was that I had been coming to Polk State for a while by then. I was doing flight training at the time, so I sometimes when it came to the events, I would make a little bit of time to attend them, but it wasn't like super on campus all the time. But I would kind of see how SGA was like planning events and stuff, and I thought, you know, that would be really interesting to do. So I took a little hiatus from flying, and then I started getting more involved with extracurriculars on campus, different clubs and stuff like that. And then I would go into officer positions, kind of make my way up, and then finally I decided to go into SGA. And I think what appealed to me the most about the student engagement specialist role is just how it's essentially the face of student government. I like being the person who goes out there and interacts with the students and just kind of shows them that, hey, you know, student government, we're not just a bunch of bureaucrats in an office, you know, making decisions that some people may like, some people may not like. We have faces too, you know, we're students, we're people, we have different interests and academic goals. And I just really like being able to just go out there and talk with the students and just remind them who we are and what we really stand for.
Sound like a true politician right there.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Could you share with us the memory of how you initially became involved with SGA at Polk State College?
I essentially just jumped right into it. My initial involvement was really just me attending SGA-sponsored events, winning a few prizes here and there, interacting with some of the members. Once the elections came around in the spring of last year, 2023, I decided to just throw in my name into the hat because I was like, you know, I really want to give this a try. I've really been wanting to do this for a while. So I ran in the elections. I thought I was going to have a lot of competition. Turns out not much, if at all. But it was still a pretty fun learning experience, and I really liked where things have led up to now.
Well, with your involvement in SGA, is there anything that positively influenced your academic journey within PSC?
I think that SGA in general has given me a lot of skills that are very transferable for my career goals right now. I want to go into aviation management. I've applied to many internships, I've had some interviews, and I've found that there's just a lot of skills I've learned from SGA that are just very transferable. I mean, we do marketing, we do a little bit of data analysis, we have to like see how many students are showing up to events and at what time. There's a lot of interpersonal skills you have to work on when you're an SGA. You have to talk with a lot of people. A lot of interdepartmental skills as well when you're working with all these different clubs and organizations and department in Polk State. And this is all just stuff that I believe just transfers over to just a bunch of industries everywhere.
Mm, that's a lot of actual skills that could come into play in the future, which I personally like. That's why I also joined SGA. Moving on, could you highlight a specific project or initiative that you worked on in SGA that had a significant impact on the student engagement on our campus? Body?
Yes, for that, I have to say that it was the Up to Us campaign that we did last fall in 2023. Sabrina here was actually part of it too. She was part of my team. She was a tremendous help as we were doing the campaign. Pretty much Up to Us is part of a nonprofit organization where their whole mission is just getting students around the country to become more aware of civic matters such as fiscal policy making or our astonishingly high national debt. So every fall, they also have a competition nationwide. And what we do is we enroll ourselves, we form a team, and we just kind of have like a certain campaign of sorts on campus. And we just go around and talk to students in classrooms about these things are going on that they're not really aware of. I think that this campaign really helped increase a little more engagement on campus, and it also gave SGA a face because it was a little more personalized, because we were able to sit down with students and classes and just kind of like speak with them about the national debt and student loans, because that really has a big impact on their lives.
So us to us, like, what way did that help you to be more engaged with the students, and how does that relate with student government?
With how the whole campaign is set up, you pretty much have to just throw yourself out there with the students. It's all about engagement. One of the big things about the competition that they measure is how many students could bring out for certain events. I know we were required to have at least one event that had a minimum of 50 attendees, and we actually worked with Collegian High School, and we were able to have about 100 students or so for a presentation during one of their monthly meetings. So pretty much the whole event is just catered around engaging with the students.
And speaking of that, I just want to piggyback on it. So in what ways you believe that SGA enhances the overall experience, not just as a member of the student government, but also as a student yourself?
Student government essentially gives students a really good reason to be on campus a little longer. For some students, they just think that it's all about showing up and they do their classes, the class is over and they go home, and that's completely fine. People have things going on outside the school. But I think it's also nice to kind of have a little bit of time after class where you can stick around, hang out with friends, socialize, speak with professors, and just enjoy yourself. College is a short period of your life, and I think it's very nice to make the most out of it. And I feel that with SGA planning events and working with all these on-campus organizations to help them grow and prosper, I think SGA can definitely help students kind of have a much better time on campus, and they develop a lot of skills that will carry over into their careers in the future.
I can actually attest to that because I am a freshman and I met you within this academic year, and Mario was my first friend, and honestly what he said was the basis of how my student experience has been going in SGA. But to follow up with that, how was being a part of SGA help you develop leadership skills that extend beyond the campus environment?
Definitely came down just having to work with so many other people in so many departments. When you're in this position, you'll be faced with people with different viewpoints and different ideas on how to approach these kinds of events. You may naturally face some pushback, and you kind of learn to develop your leadership skills, because essentially you just have to know how to work with other people and find common ground. Sometimes it's not easy, but when you work on that skill, you really do develop yourself as a leader, because a good leader is aware that there's always going to be pushback for any decision they try taking, and they just have to learn how to find that common ground with other people and essentially just figure out a way to do things that makes both of them feel happy with the final result.
So looking ahead, what do you hope to see in terms of future growth and development of SGA's impact on student life here at Polk State?
I think from what I've seen these past couple of semesters is that SGA is heading in the right direction. We're engaging a lot more with students. I know that after the pandemic, a lot of things on campus kind of had to shut down. And after things started reopening, it was kind of like hard to drive up that engagement. But I can like personally testify that a lot of organizations and clubs have been collaborating with SGA, and we've been doing our best efforts just kind of drive up engagement again. I think we're heading in the right direction and we're developing a face already. A lot of students know us by name. They'll walk up to us and during events or after events, like ask us questions and give feedback. And I think that's essentially what SGA needs going forward. That's the direction we're heading to, where students know who we are and what we're here to do, and that they know that we're here for them. And I think that's like the most important thing for SGA, just knowing that we will have a face on campus going forward.
You mentioned COVID-19. That was probably the biggest hit SGA and student life has ever took. Could you elaborate possibly on any other challenges or obstacles you have faced after COVID-19 while serving in your role within SGA? And how did you overcome them?
I think the biggest thing is just finding that balance between your home life or school life, SGA. SGA takes up a surprisingly large amount of my time. Not a bad thing by any means, but I do have a lot of emails and phone calls, things I have to do every single week on top of homework, and then I also have to maintain my personal life. I think just finding that work-life balance is the tricky thing, but I've gotten a lot better in recent times, and that's probably like one of the bigger challenges I've had to face in this position.
So to follow up on that, How do you manage to submit assignments right before the deadline? Sunday, 11:59, the ultimate time.
Now, wait a minute. Are you trying to say that this man's a procrastinator?
I mean, I would be.
Well, I think procrastination is a very fine art, and once you perfect it, it's very hard snapping out of it. Don't follow my example.
I do not recommend you guys procrastinating on your work, all right? Just throwing that out there.
Yes, I do not recommend it. Do stay on top of your assignments. Do a schedule everything. Have a calendar on your phone and just set out what you want to do day by day and make sure you abide by it at all times.
Uh-huh. I mean, I'll try.
I mean, there's something that you want to tell us right now?
The important part is trying, because at the end of the day, it's just part of the college experience.
Such wise words.
Thank you.
Very wise. Oh, student engagement specialist. So how do you do it? Like, no, seriously, like, how do you do it?
Procrastinating? I think everybody has done that at one point.
I mean,
I think that goes without saying.
Mm-hmm. So you have a calendar. What do you recommend for students in SGA, possible interest as student engagement specialist? Like, what do you recommend them to balance everything? Like, that mental note. Do you have any suggestions?
Well, like I mentioned, do have calendar reminders, break down who you need to contact day by day. I know I have a calendar reminder for today, actually, to contact a certain restaurant for an event later in the month. That's a big one. I think delegation also works, too, because sometimes you can get a little overwhelmed with work, and it's just kind of important knowing when to reach out for help and just kind of knowing how you can kind of divide up your tasks. Because sometimes maybe somebody else in SGA may not be as busy as you are, and they'd be more than willing to help you out, maybe be by contacting a certain place or maybe filling out certain paperwork or just keeping an eye on you and making sure you're doing what you have to do.
Absolutely. It's like a team, honestly, in SGA. Like, everyone's very cooperative. They hear each other out. It's like a little family. And I feel like student government is, like, viewed as, like, a, you know, a bureau, which we're not. I feel like we're all just a family trying to make it in the student life.
That's the biggest thing, you know. It's kind of like a family at the end of the day. We work together. We go through a lot of challenges together. We have to get up early, set up these events, run them throughout the whole day. But at the end of the day, we're together. We're in it. We're in it together. And that's the important part.
So, Mario, do you have any questions for this very heist of the Polkcast that Madison or Leah does not know about, I believe?
Why are you here?
Oh, very vague way to say it. Why am I here? Leah and Madison do not know why we're here. Wouldn't you say, Alex? This is very much top secret takeover.
Who's Madison?
Oh, right.
How about on a cosmic scale? What in the universe brought us here together right now, this moment in the room?
Listen, it's all part of the canon event, all right? This is a canon event, all right? This is all part of the plan, okay? This is what happens when we have a canon event and everything, all the timeline does not interfere with what we're doing. So technically, it's supposed to happen. It's about to happen, all right?
What is the timeline that you're referring to, Madison and Leah?
Yeah, I mean, like, you remember, there was a ripple effect that was supposed to happen, and so that's what happened. We're just in a different universe, you know.
Well, this
technically, like, I took Madison's job and then Sabrina took Leah's job, so that's the canon event. So
sounds like an interesting glimpse into the Alexverse, I'll say.
Exactly. Right. The Polk State, you know, into the Polk State verse, I guess.
Well, realistically, besides what Alex said, we're here to show what student government is really about. We all have, well, past, present, future. Alex being the past, you being the present, me being the future. In SGA, we all have an experience that we would love to share about student government and how it really benefits us. But to really ask you, and reverse Uno this, what benefits do you believe that SGA has brung you and the people around you who is working with you?
Like I mentioned earlier, definitely it's going to be a lot of skills that have helped me in my journey for internships and kind of setting myself up for a career in my dream field, pretty much. I think SGA has also helped me develop a lot of interpersonal skills. I've gotten a lot better at interacting with people and just kind of pushing myself out of my comfort zone, because that's like a really big thing that a lot of people struggle with. I know I've struggled with it too in the past, and nowadays it's a lot easier to just approach random people. And it doesn't matter if they're students or, you know, higher-ups. I mean, thanks to SGA, for example, I was able to go out and grab lunch with the city manager, Winter Haven, for example, just a few years ago. I never would have imagined that I'd meet this guy at an event and then walk up to him with a buddy and we'd talk with him. And next thing you know, hey, we're going to go out and grab lunch with this guy soon.
Nice.
That's just not something I never would have imagined until now.
Networking. That's really what people pick up. Wouldn't you say that, Alex?
And honestly, I would agree with that concept because, I mean, even though I may not be the best people person, but it's something that you kind of learn over time and develop it because sometimes, you know, people skills are also leadership skills. You know, even presenting to a class is also a case of a leadership skill. So that's something that, you know, you can pick up on, you know, once you get into that.
Well, don't let Alex fool you. Actually, he is the most people person I've ever met alongside Mario. So I don't know why he said that.
Well, I mean, I get paid for that, okay? There's a difference. Oh, listen. Wow. But in all seriousness, Mario, I admire for what you do and all the work that you have done for SGA. But one thing I wanted to say is that, you know, being in that position that you're in, it does take a leap of faith. And you got to make sure if you're ready to be in a role like that, you know, always prepare for the challenges that you're going to see. Because the thing is, I was in your shoes at one point. It is quite, you know, difficult to kind of like how to balance that out. But once you're able to make ends meet, you know, it's smooth sailing from there. Because at this point, you know, you have a future that's bright. You know, you're going to accomplish a lot of things. And, you know, I'm actually pretty excited once comes graduation. Like, what are you going to do moving forward? And how are you going to be able to, like, help better your life, not only bettering your resume, but also, you know, bettering things in you know, in your life and your family's life and what being able to improve from there. So
I second that.
Thank you. And I appreciate the kind words. And you are totally right that this is a major leap of faith. When I first came into SGA, I really had no idea what to expect. And a lot of things come at you like a semi-truck, but, you know, you just got to stand tall and, you know, work through it. Because eventually you do figure out things and you kind of get a workflow going and you develop your skills. And sooner or later, it just kind of becomes something that you can do as a job every day.
Absolutely. Well, before we end this episode on a good note, any shout outs?
Shout outs to a lot of people, actually. There's a lot of people that have helped me get to this place I'm in. Shout outs to pretty much everyone in SGA for being there and being part of this great family. I'm not going to say team, but a family pretty much. Shout out to Chris Lee and everyone at Salo for all their support. Thank you, Alex, for always being there at events and going above and beyond, helping us set up and clean up. Shout out to Career Services. They've helped me a lot when it's come to my interview journey. Shout out to all the clubs and organizations I've been a part of. They've really helped me develop a lot of skills to get me to this point. And shout out to the aerospace program. I started there and I do want to go back, and there's a lot of opportunities in that field, and I'm very excited to see what the future holds in that regard.
Well, thank you, Mario. As finishing words, do you have any advice for anyone looking to be in your position? Any wise words or piece of advice you would like to pass on to them?
Don't be intimidated by the seemingly massive amount of workload that may come with this role, and don't be intimidated by the fact you're going to be going around and interacting with a lot of people every day. It's not that bad, and, you know, you'll develop a lot of great interpersonal skills. You'll grow as a leader and as an individual, and, you know, it's just great knowing how to interact with people. Overall, this is a position where what you put into it gets put back into you. So for anyone thinking to go into this role, think it over, but there are a lot of opportunities here if you just put in the effort.
Well, guys, thank you for tuning in to our episode of the SGA Takeover of the podcast. I just want to give a shout out to OCPA, SGA, and Salo in collaboration of this episode. Don't forget, our next episode, we're going to be interviewing Vice President Fennell Barrett, who is the SGA Vice President. Make sure you guys tune in for that episode. And of course, don't forget to listen to our previous episode of our SGA President, Janasia Hilliard, as we'll finally set complete to all of our SGA episodes. So don't miss out. And, well, of course, tune in. Don't miss out on any of our episodes. So
wait, Alex, do you think Madison and Leah knows that we're here?
Who's Madison again? Anyway, but don't forget to tune in. So thank you guys for being here. Thank you, Mario. Thank you to OCPA, Salo, and SGA. And we'll see you guys next time.
Soar Eagles.
Another kind of free form rock and roll. Make you groove solo, maybe wanna tap a toe. Just another kind of free form rock and roll. Make you groove solo, maybe wanna tap a toe.
Woo! Yeah! Woo! Yeah!